Hello, my brothers and sisters. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. If you're new to The Morning Mindset, welcome. I'm glad you're here. My name is Kerry, and I'm a brother in Christ, a retired pastor who is passionate about all of us learning to live lives that are consistent with the faith that we profess. I want us to live in the power of Jesus Christ. I want myself to live in the power of Jesus Christ, because it's only in that power that we're able to be all He intends for us to be. And that power primarily comes through His presence in our lives, His very being living through us. And as we've been reading in this book, Humility by Andrew Murray, the spirit of humility that Jesus lived out in the earth is one of the most dramatic evidences of His presence in our lives. Now, I want to approach this idea from a different perspective today, because our writer, Andrew Murray, approaches it in a different way. You see, back in his day, there was what was called the holiness movement. And it was a movement among churches to pursue holiness, to pursue a kind of life that had that pure and holy character like that of Jesus. And my goodness, that is such a great goal. That is such a thing that resonates with my heart. I want to be pure. I want to be holy. I want my life to be filled with all that kind of goodness that holiness would bring. But to the people of his day, who were very enthused and excited about that movement, Andrew writes something very particular, and it's something I think we should pay close attention to. He says, "Let all those who seek after holiness take warning. There is no pride so dangerous, because none so subtle and insidious, as the pride of holiness. It is not that any man ever says or even thinks, 'Stand by, I am holier than you.' No, indeed, the thought would be regarded with abhorrence. But there grows up, all unconsciously, a hidden habit of soul, which feels complacency in its attainments, and cannot help seeing how far it is in advance of others. It can be recognized not always in any special self-assertion or self-laudation, but simply in the absence of that deep self-abasement, which cannot but be the mark of the soul that has seen the glory of God. It reveals itself not only in words or thoughts, but in a tone, in a way of speaking of others, in which those who have the gift of spiritual discernment cannot but recognize the power of self." Do you understand what he's saying? He's saying that in our pursuit of holiness, we so subtly can get pulled in to this smugness, this satisfaction that we feel within ourselves, that we have somehow attained a level of holiness that is better than others. And while there could be truth in that statement, in a very practical sense of where we are spiritually in our growth compared to someone else, what Andrew is saying is that it's not in the heart of the humble person to even be concerned with such matters. The truly humble person, the person who has truly seen God like Isaiah did in Isaiah chapter 6, and like Job did at the end of the book of Job, that person who has seen the glory of God and has become humble because of it, puts their hand over their mouth and is want to say anything about themselves. They are all overwhelmed with the reality of the glory of who their God is. And he's saying, this kind of pride is so dangerous. We have to be careful, because we have to be careful that in what we think we're advancing in when it comes to holiness, humility could be far, far from the case of where we are before the Lord. He says we should be careful that in our study of humility, we may be delighting in beautiful thoughts and feelings, while the only sure mark of the presence of God, the disappearance of self, is sorely lacking all the time. Oh Jesus, don't let us fool ourselves. Don't let us fall prey to this kind of pride. Make us humble before you, and therefore able to be holy and upright and servants of others in your name. Join me again for The Morning Mindset tomorrow.